The news media have, in recent days, been filled with reports of a new outbreak of potentially deadly swine flu. The outbreak started in Mexico, but appears to have quickly spread internationally. A Reuters report today quotes financial analyst John Harrison as saying, quote, "This sort of crisis would be too big for anything other than governments," unquote. Harrison's claim can't be demonstrated. Politically driven governments feed on hysteria. As a result, they tend to forcibly monopolize disaster responses of all sorts. The well-documented use of threats by government agents to impede private relief efforts and community self-help in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina are but one glaring example. Furthermore, statism saps wealth, personnel, and attention from the very means of non-state disaster relief, civil society itself. As has been said before, government could be likened to a man who breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch before saying, "See, if it wasn't for me, you couldn't walk." Worst of all, government indirectly creates epidemics by forcibly cartelizing healthcare in innumerable ways, driving prices up and out of reach. Epidemics grow in the disease gardens governments cultivate. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.